我们的主耶稣, 祂是我们的义,
yes, Jesus is our righteousness.
祂是我们的美丽, 是我们的锦衣,
he is our beauty and he is our garment of glory.
到那一天, 在审判的大日, 我们可以在神的面前能够站立得住,
and we know we can stand before him on that big day of judgment.
因为神称我们为义,
because God has called us righteous now.
有谁能控告我们呢?
If that's the case, who else can accuse us?
我们感谢, 赞美主,
therefore we shall give him thanks and praises.
我们的神, 祂是公义的神,
our God is God of righteousness.
公义是我们神, 祂行事的法则,
and that is the principle with which he acts.
公义是神宝座的根基,
and righteousness is also the foundation of God's throne.
在祂所有话语的里面, 公义是祂的性质,
and the nature, his nature is in all his words, that's righteousness.
我们感谢主, 耶稣基督, 祂是那位义者,
we are thankful to the Lord, for Jesus is that righteous one.
主耶稣在地上彰显神的公义,
when Jesus was on earth, he manifested the righteousness of God.
祂也为着神的公义, 祂完成了救赎,
and also for the sake of God's righteousness, he completed the redemption and salvation.
祂是那位义的, 代替我们这些不义的,
the righteous one took the place of the unrighteous one.
因为我们的主在十架为我们付了最重的代价,
on the cross, he paid the greatest price of all.
神让祂的公义在十架能够彰显出来,
therefore God is able to reveal his righteousness on the cross.
神的公义和神的慈爱在十架能够相会,
on the cross God's righteousness met with his love.
我们因着信我们得着何等大的福分,
and by faith in Jesus Christ we are richly blessed.
神爱我们,
God loves us,
但是神也是公义的神,
but he is righteous God.
圣经告诉我们说, 神的义在律法之外, 今天已经显明出来了,
Bible tells us, apart from the law, God has shown us this righteousness.
今天不是照着我们来行权律法, 来成全神的义,
and this righteousness is not done through our own effort.
今天乃是我们因着信耶稣基督,
but because of faith in Jesus Christ,
神称我们为义,
God has justified us through that.
我们一同来读一处的圣经,
let's read some scriptures together.
在耶利米书,
Jeremiah
23章,
chapter 23,
第五节和第六节,
5 and 6,
在我们节目单上有印了哈, 耶利米书 23章第5节第6节, 请我们一起来读,
let's read it together.
耶和华说, 日子将到, 我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔, 行事有智慧, 在地上施行公平和公义, 在他的日子, 犹大必得救, 以色列也安然居住, 他的名必称为耶和华, 我们的义, 他的名必称为耶和华, 我们的义,
and this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness.
在圣经中记载了好多耶和华的名,
and there are many names of the Lord recorded in the Bible.
他讲到耶和华以勒,
for example, Jehovah Jireh,
是讲到耶和华他是我们的供应,
means
我们的预备,
the Lord is our provision.
耶和华沙龙,
and Jehovah Shalom,
他是我们的平安,
it speaks of that the Lord is my peace.
耶和华是我们的旌旗, 耶和华尼西,
and Jehovah Nishi, that means he is our flag.
当在旧约中, 神向摩西说到他的名,
and when God talked to Moses regarding his name,
他说, 我就是那我是的神,
he said, I am that I am.
中文圣经讲到说, 自有永有的神,
that means I am the everlasting God.
当我们读到约翰福音, 我们看见好多处, 主耶稣在那里说, 我是,
and when you read the book of Gospel according to John, you saw how Jesus repeatedly mentioned that I am.
主耶稣他就是那位我是的神,
the Lord Jesus is the God that I am.
在我们所有需要的里面,
therefore in all kinds of needs,
如果我们真的认识我们的神就是我是的神,
if we truly know that our God is the God of I am,
祂是我们唯一的满足,
then he will be our own satisfaction,
祂是我们所有问题的答案,
will be the answers to all our questions,
祂是那位我是的神,
because he is the God of I am.
在这边讲到说耶和华我们的义,
here says the Lord our righteousness.
祂说日子将到, 到我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔。
The days are coming, declares the Lord, that I will raise up to David a righteous branch.
但我们的神他是公义的神。
Therefore, not only are God a righteous God.
在这边耶利米书是在旧约的里面就讲到说神要兴起一个公义的苗裔。
Here in the book of Jeremiah in Old Testament, you talk about how God will raise up a branch of righteousness.
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
Which is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
他要掌王权。
He will be a king who will reign.
行事有智慧。
He will reign wisely.
他在地上施行公平和公义。
And will do what is just and right.
这是我们的救主。
And this is the kind of Savior we have.
他在地上怎么样来执掌神的王权？
How does he reign according to God's way on earth?
很多人当他们读旧约，他们等候那一位弥赛亚。
A lot of people, when they read the Old Testament, they were waiting upon this Messiah's arrival.
这些以色列人经过了很多的日子，他们在等候弥赛亚。
And many Israelites were waiting upon the arrival of their Savior Messiah.
每一个妇女，他们都盼望他们能够生一个儿子。
Every woman was in the hope to give birth to a son.
没有儿子好像很羞辱的一件事情。
Because there was a shame if they were without a son.
为什么呢？
Why?
他们都盼望他们所生的儿子就是那位弥赛亚。
Because they all hope that they will give birth to a son who will become the Messiah one day.
他们盼望说这位弥赛亚能够执掌王权。
And they hope this Messiah will reign.
能够拯救他们。
And will save them.
能够带领以色列带来一个大的复兴。
And will bring forth a great revival for Israelites.
当耶稣基督来到地上。
And when Jesus came into the world.
他也行了许多的神迹奇事。
He performed many miraculous deeds and works.
他也显出了神的能力。
And he showed forth what kind of power God has.
所以我想这班犹太人他们开始的时候他们那样的盼望说这位就是来拯救以色列国家的这一位。
I believe they must be hoping that I wish this is the one that will come to save us.
但是当他们发现耶稣基督的道路是越走越卑微
But later on they realized the path that Jesus took was narrower and narrower
他们发现说主耶稣所讲的话和他们心中所盼望的是完全不一样的
And his teaching was in the opposite to what they had expected
他没有用他的能力来为他自己做一件事情
Jesus never did something for himself with his own power
是的他能够叫风和海都听命令
Yes, he could order the wind and wind to calm down
但他不会用他这样的全能叫敌军能够被打败
But he never used the same power to defeat his enemies
他的道路越走越卑微
His path was lowly and more lowly each day
多少人辱骂他
and many people rebuked him
耻笑他
insulted him
但是主站在一个羔羊的地位走这么低微的道路
but he took the position as the Lamb of God willingly took the path of modesty
我想这些犹太人他们是越来越失望
therefore Jews around him was quite disappointed
这位要掌王权的
if this is the way the person who's going to reign
在地上施行公平和公义的
will do what's just and right
但是他却是人人所看不起
But he also at the same time was despised by men
没有加行美容
He wasn't handsome at all
他不愿意站在那个高的位置上
And he was not willing to stand at a high position
他永远愿意站在一个最低微的地位
He always choose to be standing on at a lowly position
所以这班犹太人他们失望了
Therefore Jews around him were quite disappointed at him
他们倒过来说你如何能够说你是神的儿子
Therefore they start challenging him said, How do you say You are the son of God.
他们开始恨恶他。
They start dislike him.
他们在那里呼喊说：“除掉他，除掉他。”
And they shout out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
然后把我们的主钉在十字架上。
They wanted to crucify our Lord on the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神的儿子耶稣基督。
This is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
他真的是那个掌权者。
He truly is the one that reigns.
但是我们要认识。我们的神他是如何掌权在地上
But we have to understand the principle with which God rules on earth
他如何在吃奶和婴孩的口中他完全要赞美
How he complete the words of praise through the mouth of babe and infants
他如何叫仇敌和报仇的闭口无言
How he silenced those enemies and the revenge
就是讲到说仇敌和报仇的是没有话可以说
and they were not able to even say a word
一个婴孩一个最没有抵抗力的
when the most vulnerable person like a babe
但是却是那位得胜者。
Was a victorious one at the same time.
主像是羔羊，也是没有办法来防御他自己的。
Jesus himself was like a lamb. He could not defend himself.
但是他却能够升到至高。
Yet he was able to be brought to the highest.
得着天上地下所有的权柄。
And receive all authorities on heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the same way we should take.
他特别讲到说，耶和华我们的义。
Here says the Lord our righteousness.
我们要感谢赞美主。
We have to give him thanks and praises.
他站在这样的地位中，他能够执掌王权。
For he was able to reign in such a lowly position.
他能够施行公平和公义。
And he was able to do what's right and just at a lowly position.
今天什么时候我们愿意与主站在一起？
And therefore, whenever we choose to stand at the same low position with him.
今天神在人的国中。借着人他能够掌权。
God will be able to rule in the kingdom of man through man.
神要借着他的儿女在地上能够掌权。
That is through us, children of God, God can reign.
但是必须我们和主站在同一个地位上。
But the only condition is that we have to be willing to be at the same position as he is.
我们来读罗马书三章二十三节到第二十五节。
Let's read on Romans chapter 3 verses 23 to 25.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白地称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是借着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。我们这些人原本是犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀的。
We are people that who have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典。
But now are justified.
因耶稣基督的救赎。
Freely by His grace.
就白白的称义。
Through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
白白的称义。
We are justified freely.
神没有叫我们付任何的代价。
That means we did not pay any price to God.
但是神自己却付了最重的代价。
But God Himself paid the greatest price for us.
所以我们说救恩是白白的救恩。
That's why we say our salvation is free salvation.
但这个白白的救恩却不是一个便宜的救恩。
Yeah, free salvation is not a cheap salvation.
是神付了最重的代价。
Because God has paid a great price for it.
他说神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
Here it says God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement.
是凭着耶稣的血。
Through the faith in his blood.
要借着人的信。
And through our faith.
要显明神的义。
He did this to demonstrate his justice.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise him.
神的义在这里能够显明出来。
The only way his righteousness can be demonstrated.
不但耶稣基督为我们流了他公义的宝血。
Not only Jesus shed his righteous and precious blood.
今天我们每一个神的儿女。
And every one of us here.
我们因着信，我们在这里彰显神的公义。
Through faith, we can also demonstrate God's righteousness.
我们怎么来彰显神的公义呢？
How do we demonstrate God's righteousness?
今天每一个人，当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，
When every one of us accept Jesus Christ to be our Savior,
我们就知道说，神的儿子在十字架上已经满足了父神所有公义的要求。
It's because we all know that the Son of God has to fulfill all the requirement of righteousness of God on the cross.
我们也知道说神的公义的要求满足了以后，他不能再来要求我们。
We also know when this requirement is met, God can no longer ask us for anything else.
因为公义是神做事的法则。
Because that is the principle of His works, which is righteousness.
耶稣基督是挽回祭。
Since Jesus is the sacrifice of atonement,
他已经为我们献在神的面前。
He had been offered up for us before God.
所以这是我们讲到说公义是救恩的根基。
And that's why we say His righteousness is the foundation of salvation.
不只是因着神的爱。
Not only because God is love.
不只是因为神怜悯我们。
But God has mercy on us.
那是因为公义是这个根基。
But because righteousness is the foundation of salvation.
我们今天看见了神儿子的宝血。
When we see the precious blood of the Son of God.
我们也知道借着我们的信。
And we know through our faith in Him.
能够要显明神的义。
God is able to demonstrate His righteousness.
我们每一个人因着信，我们就被白白的称为义。
And through faith in His blood, each one of us can be justified now.
神不只称我们为义。
Not only God regards us justified.
我们今天早间在这里要交通到基督是我们的义。
This morning I also want to go take a step further to share about that Jesus Christ Himself is our righteousness.
不只耶和华我们的义。
Not only the Lord is our righteousness.
耶稣他就是基督，就是我们的义。
But also Jesus Himself is our righteousness.
我们读林前一章三十节。
First Corinthians chapter one verse 30.
哥林多前书第一章三十节，请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。我们再读一次。
Let's read it one more time.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。神使他成为我们的智慧。
God has made him our wisdom.
他讲到说公义、圣洁、救赎。
Our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
耶稣基督他是我们的。公义。
Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
我们在这里不是说耶稣的义成了我们的义。
It is not saying that the righteousness of Jesus Christ is now my righteousness.
耶稣的义让他在地上彰显神的公义。
The righteousness of Jesus Christ manifests God's righteousness on earth.
让他有资格成为我们的代替。
So that he is qualified to become our replacement.
让我们的主能够为我们付一切的赎价。
So he was able to pay the price for us all.
但是今天我们在于所有信的人。
But to us who believe today.
耶稣基督他自己就是我们的义。
Jesus Christ Himself is our righteousness.
我们要来看说这是何等的重要。
We have to know how important it is.
当我们信的时候，到底发生了什么事情？
We have to know what happened the moment when we believed in Him.
是的，我们知道我们的罪得着了赦免。
Yes, we know at that moment our sins are forgiven.
当我们罪得着赦免以后，好像神就不再纪念我们的罪。
And God will never hold it against us.
但是当我们要来到神的面前，
But in order to come to God,
若我们一个污秽的罪人，
If we're still filthy sinners,
神可以说你的罪赦免了。
God can always say, I forgive you of your sins.
但是我们今天不是罪得赦免以后我们就等到那一天我们上天堂去。
Yeah, we're not here just being forgiven of our sins and just wait for the day we go up to heaven.
神在今天就要给我们一个更大的恩典。
On this day, God wants to give us a greater grace.
他叫我们能够来到他的面前。
He wants us to be able to come to him now.
来亲近他。
Come close to him now.
来认识他的心意。
To know his heart now.
来得着他的丰富。
And to obtain the fullness that's in him.
所以我们知道救赎是一个手续。
Therefore, we know redemption itself is just like a procedure.
但是救赎并不是那个目的。
Not the ultimate purpose.
那个目的是神要带我们进入他的荣耀。
The purpose of God is to bring us into his glory.
今天我们要来到神的面前。
In order to come to God today,
有的时候我们觉得说今天我光景还不错。
A lot of time we feel, my spiritual condition today is pretty good.
我早上眼睛一打开我就想到主。
I thought about Jesus the moment I woke up.
哎呀，今天早上一醒来里面就有一首诗歌一直在唱。
And there's a song singing in my heart when I woke up this morning.
或者说我就想到了一个主的话语。
Or the word of God just came into my heart.
当我们觉得说我今天光景很好。
When we feel that we were in a pretty good spiritual condition.
哎，我可以来到神的面前。
We feel that it's okay for us.To come to the Lord that way.
但是有的时候呢，
But how about sometimes?
好像我们觉得我们光景并没有那么好。
When we feel that we're not in a good spiritual condition,
我们就觉得好像我不太敢这样子来到神的面前。
Therefore, we will have fear come closing to him.
这是我们在感觉的里面常常起起伏伏的。
And that's based upon our feelings, which changes all the time.
也许我们的光景也是这样起起伏伏的。
Maybe our spiritual walk with him is also up and down.
但是神在这里要让我们看见一件事情。
But God wants to point out to us clearly here.
我们来到神的面前。
When the reason why we can come to Him.
不是在于我们的义。
It's not because of our own righteousness.
不是今天我行律法行了多少比例我才能来到神的面前。
It's not that I have exceeded certain standard of compliance with His law.
神要让我们知道说基督是我们的义。
But God wants us to know that Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
他的儿子耶稣基督是我们的义。
His son Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
今天就是说，神今天看见了我们。
Therefore, when God sees us,
他是看见了他的儿子耶稣基督。
He sees His son Jesus Christ.
今天我们原本是这般污秽堕落的人。
We are fallen and filthy sinners.
神可以赦免我们的罪。
God can forgive us of our sins.
但是今天我们要来到这位圣洁公义的神面前。
But in order to come to this holy and righteous God,
我们必须认识到说，基督是我们的义。
We gotta know that on the foundation that Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
所以基督徒
，Therefore Christians,
每一个神的儿女
，Every child of God,
我们有两件衣服。
There are two.Clothes we are wearing.
在圣经里面告诉我们，我们有两件衣服。
Bible tells us we have two clothes.
在路加福音第十五章，我们看见那个浪子。
In Luke 15, we saw the story of the prodigal son.
当他醒悟过来
，When the son woke up,
他要回到父的家中去。
Came to the realization that he could return to the father's house.
我们每一次读路加福音十五章，我们真的看见父神的那个大爱。
Every time when you read the parable, you will see the great love of the Father God.
这个孩子这样的不成器
，such a rebellious son.
他这样子的浪费所有的资产
，who squandered away all the estate he inherited.
把所有的都浪费光了
，he spent them all completely.
当他回来的时候
When he returned home,
又脏又臭
he was smelly and stinky,
因为他曾经真的在猪圈里面跟猪抢那个东西吃
because he was living in a pig's place and fought for their food.
但是我们看见圣经里面这个浪子是我们在说的
but we have to know we are the prodigal son here.
圣经里面并没有说这个小儿子叫做浪子
God did not call the younger son the prodigal son.
父亲在那里一直等候
The father was waiting the whole time
等候他的儿子回来
He was waiting for the son to return
无论他的儿子走了多远
It doesn't matter how far he had gone
我们看见是这位父亲在那里等
It was the father who was waiting
等他的儿子回来
Waiting for the return of his son
他远远看见了这个儿子
He saw him in the distance
这个儿子说：“我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”
And the son seeing the father, he said, "I have offended heaven and offended you, father."
他觉得说他真的不配做父亲的儿子。
He felt that he wasn't worthy to be his son again.
你让我能够做雇工，我就很满意了。
Just let me be a servant in your house. That's fine for me.
当我们看见圣经里面这个父亲他做什么事情呢
？And what did the father do instead?
他第一件事情，他叫仆人。
Was to order his servants
马上快快的拿那上好的袍子来
to bring forth quickly the best kind of robe
要把他的儿子包起来把他穿上这个上好的袍子
and to put upon his son to enclose him with that
那为什么父亲做这件事情
why did the father do that
我想父亲的心里面他早就赦免了这个流浪的儿子
I believe in his heart he has long forgiven this rebellious son
但是今天儿子要回到父的家里面
But now for the son to return to his house
儿子要活在父亲的面前
To live before in the presence of his father
一件事情父亲把这个袍子给他穿上
The first thing he has to do is to enclose him with the best robe
我们读以赛亚书61章第
一节 Let's read on Isaiah 61 verse 10
我因耶和华大大欢喜我的心靠神快乐因他以拯救为衣给我穿上以公义为袍给我披上好像新郎戴上华冠又像新妇佩戴装饰他以拯救为衣给我穿上
Then he has clothed me with garments of salvation
以公义为袍给我披上
And arrayed me in a robe of righteousness
好像新郎戴上华冠
As a bridegroom adorns his hair like a priest,
就像新妇佩戴装饰
and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
今天我们的神，他要这样子来打扮我们，来装饰我们
And this is the way God wants to dress us. God wants to adorn us.
叫我们今天来到神面前的时候
so that when we come into his presence
我们真的是非常的风光的
we'll be looking so great
非常美丽的
so beautiful
你有没有想到说我们今天来到神面前的时候
have you ever thought about when we come into his presence
这位全然圣洁全然公义的神
It's all righteous, all holy God
我想我们有没有那个惧怕说就把他的光照在我们的身上
Are we afraid of his, the ray of his holiness?
显出我是何等污秽的人
We're just reveal our absolute true condition
我每一个心思每一个意念
Every thought in my mind
哎呀多少的污秽多少的肮脏
Full of sins and filthiness
多少的事情不能让神喜悦的
There are so many things in me just cannot please God
有的时候我们就是怕说来到神的面前
we'll be so afraid to come to him
真的像那些大祭司他们一年一次才能进入至圣所
just like the high priest in the time of Old Testament they can only enter into the Holy of Holy once a year
没有一次他们不带着血进去的
and every time they enter with blood covering
但是就是这样他们仍然战战兢兢的
even so they were still so afraid
他哪一次他哪一个罪他没有这个对付的清楚
in fear of that if he did not deal with all his sins carefully
马上就被击杀了
he would be struck to death right there
所以在旧约时候这些大祭司他们进到幔内的时候
therefore when the high priest when they enter into the veil before the holy of holies
大祭司的袍子下面又是铃铛又是石榴
and at the bottom of the robe they're full of these bells
他们走起路来去叮叮哐啷叮叮哐啷的
therefore there would be sounds when they move around
那他们脚上绑一个绳子
and also they tie a rope onto their ankle at the ankle
拉到会幕的外面
so and that rope extend all the way outside the temple
以色列百姓都非常紧张的
and the people of Israelites waited outside full of fear
他们听见说这位大祭司今年要为整个以色列百姓进去来赎罪的
because this high priest will enter into God's presence to redeem the sins of all
他们听他叮叮当当叮叮当当
so they pay close attention to the sounds of bells
还好他们经过了这个圣所
okay now he has entered into the holy place
哎呀现在他要进到了至圣所里面去了
the holy of holies
哎呀他们里面更加的紧张
they get very nervous
就怕哪一个时候
just in case
他们听不到这个叮当的声音了
They don't, no longer can hear the sound of bells
糟糕大祭司被击杀在里面了
And they know he has been stricken to death
他们就惨了惨了
They know they're in great trouble
他们怎么办呢只有用绳子把大祭司给拖出来
What can we do now? They can only pull him out through the rope
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
旧约的人他们活在一个何等恐惧的光景当中
People in the Old Testament time live in fear all the time
今天神的儿女还有很多他们也是这样的恐惧
and likewise many children of God today have the same fear
他们常常觉得说我要到什么程度我才能够来见神
they always wonder how hard should I work in order to be able to face God
我总希望我改变得更好一点好像我能够挺起胸膛来我来到神的面前
I need to improve myself better so that I can come without fear
带着我们的成绩单
bring my great report card to God
全 A 的学生
I'm a straight A student God
回到家里面来抬头挺胸的
when I go home I those God's house I feel so proud
有时候我们觉得我们都是 B 啊 C 啊的回到家是垂头丧气的
but if my report card is full of B's and C's we'll be afraid to go home
啊躲躲藏藏的
and we'll be like hiding things around
弟兄姊妹这就是常常我们的光景
and this is our condition isn't it
但是神说耶稣基督他是我们的义
But God has declared that Jesus Christ is our righteousness
也就是说今天不是靠我做了什么我能够拿到神面前来表功的
Which means there's nothing we can do to come and boast before God
我永远也不可能拿一个 A 拿到神面前的
I can never get this A and then present it to God
但是基督是我的义
But Jesus Christ is my righteousness
当我在基督的里面
As long as I'm in Christ
神看见我就是一个 A 啊
When God sees me he sees nothing but A
没有一点的 B
There's no B
全部是 A 还是 A plus
It's a straight A plus
这就讲到基督是我们的义
Which means Jesus is my righteousness
这是一个太大的福分
And this is a great blessing
我们永远可以抬头挺胸
Therefore we can always come to God without fear
坦然无惧
With confidence
我们可以来到神的面前
Into his presence
因为我们知道不是靠我们自己。
Because we know it's not according to our efforts.
但是基督是我们的义。
But Christ Himself is our righteousness.
神为我们披上这个公义的袍子。
Therefore, God clothed us with the garments of righteousness.
我们永远在基督的里面。
We will always be in Christ.
我们可以穿上公义的义袍。
We're always in the robe of righteousness.
我们可以来到神的面前。
To come into His presence.
我想在圣经里面不只讲到基督是我们的义，是我们的义袍。
Not only Christ is our garment of righteousness.
有些神的儿女走到另外一个极端去。
Some people have gone to another extreme.
他说好啊，基督是我的义啊。
They say good, so Christ is my righteousness.
我今天可以为所欲为。
So I can do all things wrong then.
我生活，我各样的服事，我各样的表现，全部 F 也没有关系。
I can get straight F, still okay with God.
反正我可以来到神面前。
Because I know I can always come into His presence.
反正神看我都是 A 的。
Since God's gonna look at me as I'm a straight A plus student.
所以我服侍啊，什么马马虎虎的也就无所谓了。
So I don't want to pay attention to the way I serve.
发发脾气，哎呀，无所谓啊。
The way I live.
但是今天他还讲到另外一件衣服。
But here there's another clothes we need to pay attention.
我们看一下启示录十九章第八节。
Revelation 19, verse 8.
他说就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。到那一天我们要赴羔羊的宴席的时候，
On one day we shall all attend this banquet of the Lamb.
你能不能说我今天穿着耶稣基督公义的白衣，我就能够赴羔羊的婚宴呢？
Are we qualified or invited to attend His banquet just because we have the robe of righteousness of Jesus Christ?
好像那边还有一件衣服我们需要穿的。
It seems to us there's another clothes we need to bring along.
他说要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
It's the fine linen, bright and clean.
那这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Which is the righteous deeds of saints.
我想今天神他称我们为义。
And I know God has justified us today.
他也让我们知道耶稣基督他就是我们的义。
And He also made it clear to us that Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
我想我们还需要有时间慢慢来交通今天神怎么样把他的义能够做成在我们的身上。
And we'll take more time in the future to talk about how God can implant in us His own righteousness.
所以在诗篇里面也讲到一个金绣衣还有一个锦绣衣。
And there are also these two sets of clothes written in the Bible.
那每一个他讲到的这个衣服经过这个金线经过这个锦绣就是一针一针的经过十架来制作我们来改变我们
which talk about is the beauty on the clothes through the work of the cross
把神的生命建造在我们的里面
and how God built upon us His own life
所以我想今天神在地上一面他要我们认识到说我们来到神面前没有一点靠着我们自己的义
therefore we know on one hand there's no way we can do anything to please God in order to come into His presence to be our righteousness
我们没有一点能够加添神的儿子在十架所做的工作
we cannot add anything to the work that He has accomplished on the cross
但是另外一面
but on the other hand
我们看见说神要我们今天这般人我们在地上
On the other hand, we got to see how God wants us who are still on earth
要能够成就神的义
to achieve the righteousness of God
能够彰显神的义
to demonstrate God's righteousness
要得着成为他的见证人在地上
to be His witnesses on earth
所以今天我们能够坦然无惧来到神的面前
so that we can come into His presence without fear
我们所有这边讲的圣徒的义
And all this righteousness of saints here.
今天若我们紧紧的得救
If we're just saved.
我们没有来到神的面前
But do not come into His presence.
我想我们到那一天这个细麻衣我们不晓得到哪里能够找得到
We may have trouble locating that fine linen we're supposed to have.
这个细麻衣不是你可以跟别人借的
This is not a piece of clothes that you can borrow from your friends.
啊，到那一天糟糕没有衣服穿拜托你，你借我一件。
You cannot ask around when that day comes.
这没有人能够借你的。
Because no one is able to lend you an extra one.
这必须是在我们一生的年日慢慢织出来的。
And it's something slowly woven out through every day of our life on earth.
但是今天我们要认识神的性情。
In order to know God's nature.
什么是最好的方法呢？
What is the best way to know him?
你要认识一个人，
You want to know somebody.
你最好，
The best way is
跟他越多的靠近，
is to be close to that person.
你就会认识他，
Then you will know that person better.
我们要认识神，
In order to know God.
神要我们要来亲近他，
God wants us to come close to him.
要我们来到他的面前，
To come to him.
我们最好住在他的里面，
And the best thing is actually we can abide with him and in him.
每一天都同住在一起，
Live together every day with God.
神担保我们会认识他，
God guarantees that we will know him better.
我们读一下约翰一书第一章第九节。
Let's read on First John chapter 1 verse 9.
我想在这边有几处圣经让我们认识到说，我们今天都可以坦然无惧的来到我们神的面前。
We're going to read a few verses to prove that we can all come to God without fear, with confidence.
一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。他这边讲到我们认自己的罪，
If we confess our sin,
他这边不是说神是慈爱怜悯的，
Here he did not say because God is love and God is merciful,
所以他要赦免我们的罪，
So he will forgive us our sins.
他说神是信实的，
Here says he's faithful.
还有什么？神是公义的，
That he's just.
是因为他的信实和公义，他要赦免我们的罪。
Because of his faithfulness and his justice, he can forgive us.
所以神的话实在是很奇妙。
Don't you find God's words very marvelous?
今天如果我们一直是站在他的慈爱和怜悯上，
If we keep on thinking that standing on the foundation of his love and mercy,
难怪我们常常讲到这个救恩的时候，我们都没有那么雄壮。
Then we don't feel that confident when we talk about his salvation.
好像那个把握没有那么强。
It's like we're not that sure.
但这句话是说，我们若认自己的罪。
Guess if we confess our sin.
下面他给我们一个非常强的一个根基。
God has given us this great foundation.
因为他是信实的，是公义的。
He said he is faithful and just.
所以下面那个话那个把握是非常绝对的。
And therefore the following statement is very very positive.
他说必要赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive us our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们的罪得着赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
好像今天我们到了法庭上。
Just like if we go to a court.
如果今天刚好遇到了特色，
If today there's this great pardon going on,
有的时候是总统新官上任，
And maybe the president who's newly elected
宣布了一个特色，
made it a special favor to forgive all crimes.
如果刚好被你赶上了，
And then you were caught at the perfect timing.
法官能够宣判说，虽然你有罪，
So the judge would say, well, even though you're guilty,
今天你遇到了一个特色，
But because we have this special presidential pardon,
所以这个刑罚就免了，
Therefore, you will not receive any punishment.
但是另外一种情况呢？
But how about the other example?
我们来到法庭的面前，
When you come to a court,
在所有公义，在所有律法的审判底下，
facing the justice system of law,
最后的宣判是什么呢？
And the end result of judgment to us is
无罪开释，
that you are without sin, you are not guilty, you can go now.
这两个还是很大的不同的。
And these two results are very different.
他说不单必要赦免我们的罪，
Not only he will forgive us of our sins,
还要洗净我们一切的不义，
He will also purify us from all unrighteousness.
所有的不义在神的那里好像他都不再来看见了，
It's like he no longer sees the unrighteousness,
都洗净了，
It's all purified.
他只看见我们这是义的，
He only saw us as righteous people.
第二个我们看见说，今天我们受尽我们能够归入基督里面。
And let's read on the passage to see once we're baptized into Christ.
我们读加拉太书三章二十六节二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 and 27.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。我们因着信，我们都是神的儿子。
Through faith we're all sons of God.
讲到说神的儿子的生命今天住在我们的里面，
Because the life of the Son of God dwells inside of us.
但是还有另外一面，他说受尽 是怎么样呢？
And also you talk about baptism. What does that mean?
都是披戴基督了。
When we are baptized into Christ means we have clothed ourselves with Christ.
我们永远在基督的里面。
We'll be always in Christ.
我们披戴着基督。
We have clothed ourselves with Him.
很多时候我们也经历到四围有各样的难处各样的环境
A lot of times we encounter difficulties and temptations
照着我们天然生命我们会觉得哎，我实在是没有办法来忍受
According to the reaction of our natural life it's hard to bear
很多的误会很多的情况叫我们觉得说我这个人我怎么来面对呢
A lot of times we encounter misunderstanding or situations that we don't know how to deal with
礼拜五有一个弟兄讲，他们夫妻就是有一点相同的。
Oh, on Friday night, there was a couple shared that he and his wife had something in common.
他们不能忍受这个误会的。
Is that they cannot bear to be misunderstood?
很多的时候，让我们觉得里面真的是翻腾不已。
It really stirred up within us when people misunderstood us.
但是这边给我们一个何等的福分。
But here we have a blessing from the Lord.
我们是披戴着基督。
That we are able to clothe Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督的里面。
So we are in Christ.
得做一个最大的保护。
That's the greatest protection we can have.
所有的攻击。
All the attacks that come.
它不能攻击到我们身上。
It's not attacking unto us directly.
因为我们在基督的里面。
Because we are in Christ.
所有的误会
All the misunderstanding
不能影响到我们这个人
cannot affect our inner condition
因为我们披戴着基督
because we have clothed ourselves in Christ
他是我们的保护
He is our protection
所有的环境所有的艰难所有的患难
All the afflictions all the circumstances
我们知道我们今天是披戴着基督
In all that we know we are in Christ
今天我们也是在基督的里面我们可以来到神的面前
Also we are able to come to God in Christ
坦然无惧来到父神施恩的宝座前
Without fear we can come into the presence of God's throne of mercy
蒙恩惠得连续做我们随时的帮助
Receive His grace, His mercy to be our timely help
我们感谢主
And we praise the Lord for that
我们最后读路加福音第一章74节和75节
Let's read Luke chapter 1 verses 74 and 75.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。今天我们都是神从仇敌的手中所救出来的。
We all have been rescued from the hands of our enemies by God.
神拯救我们。
God has rescued us.
不是救了我们出来这个本身就是一个他的目的
The rescuing itself is not the purpose
他下面讲到说就可以
There is a purpose after the rescue
所以神救我们出来有一个目的
He rescued us for a purpose
他讲到说终身在他面前
Which is to serve him all our days
说到坦然无惧的用圣洁公义来侍奉他
Without fear in holiness and righteousness
很多的时候我们蒙拯救我们觉得我们得着了大的释放
Every time, many times when we feel that Oh, I'm saved, I'm greatly delivered
但是释放了以后就不晓得该做什么了
And we don't know what to do afterwards
神拯救我们他说容我的百姓去好侍奉我
God delivered us the hand of the enemy so that we can serve him
每一个神的儿女
Therefore, every child of God
都应该要来侍奉神的
should serve.
前几天我遇到我女儿她的一个同学，然后她妈妈带她来到我们家里面。
Many days ago, the mom of my daughter's friend came to visit us.
那她妈妈是一个天主教，从中南美洲来的。
She came from Central America. She was a Catholic.
当他问我说我是在做什么我是说我是在服侍神的
So she asked me Oh what do you do I said Oh I serve God
他说你是不是就像那种 priest 啊就是像神父这样子的
She said Oh so are you a priest or some sort
我说是啊我说我们每一个神的儿女应该都是服侍神的
I said yes Every child of God is supposed to serve God
每一个神的儿女应该都是 minister 都是 priest
Every child of God is supposed to be his minister and his priest
她在那边抓抓头
She scratched her head、
oh, We are very different
她说我们实在很不一样
我想他们来讲呢 没有平常的人老百姓啊，你不能随便到神面前的、啊、
Because in her faith, in her religion, you're not supposed to come to God just like that.
所以你要认罪，这边讲说我们若认自己的罪，他们不能随便自己就到神面前去认罪的。
And they said, oh, you got to confess. We cannot just go to God to confess. There's a certain way.
所以他们要打开一个小窗户。
They have to go to this little place and open this little window.
要向神父来认罪。
And they have to confess through the Father in their system.
那个神父来帮你认罪的。
And the Father will help you to confess. Also confess on your behalf.
神父还不敢直接向神到神那边去的。
And the Father is not supposed to confess on your behalf directly to God.
他要经过玛利亚。
And he has to go through Mary.
那玛利亚再到主耶稣那里。
And then Mary will go to Jesus.
那主耶稣再到神那里去。
And then Jesus then will go to God for you.
他要一层一层的。
So it's like many layers, a chain of command here.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见神的话。
But if you read the word of God,
神已经从仇敌手中把我们救出来。
How God has rescued us from the hands of our enemies.
我们就可以。
We are able now.
终身在他面前。
To serve him before him all our days.
在神的谁的面前呢
？Who is he?
不是在地上的那个人的面前。
Not before man.
我们乃是在神的面前。
But before our God,
要怎么样坦然无惧的。
We can serve him without fear.
用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
In holiness and righteousness.
那这是说到每一个神的儿女。
And this speaks of every child of God.
我们都可以用圣洁公义来侍奉神。
We are all able come to serve our God in righteousness and in holiness.
一面这是我们的权利。
On one hand, this is our right.
另外一面，这也是我们的义务。
On the other hand, this is also our obligation.
每一个神的儿女都该来侍奉神。
Every child should serve God.
蒙赎的人当侍奉。
Those who are redeemed supposed to serve.
面对无数的仇敌。
We can face many, many numbers of enemies.
今天我们怎么样以圣洁公义来侍奉神呢？
Then how are we supposed to serve God in holiness and righteousness?
我想我们要认识到说，今天在神的家的里面，我们做每一样事情，我们认识是以圣洁公义来侍奉神。
Everything we do in serving God in His house, do we know we're serving in holiness and righteousness?
我们不只是做这件事或者做那件事。
We're not here just to perform a deed, do a thing.
我们不是搬搬椅子、排排桌子。
We're not here just to arrange chairs, move furniture. We're not here to do things.
我们乃是以圣洁公义在这边侍奉神。
Rather in holiness and righteousness, we are serving God.
在神的那里都有永远的意义和价值。
And it has eternal meaning in God.
以前我听到一个他们当时聚会中很多弟兄姊妹服侍的光景，常常在我里面受到激励。
I'm often moved when I heard about how certain brothers and sisters serve God in His house.
有一个老姊妹
There was this senior sister,
在每一次主日聚会之前
before Sunday service, every day, every Sunday,
她很早就来到教会里面
She will come to church early,
她把那些板凳她都把它擦得干干净净
And she will wipe clean every bench upon which people will sit later
那些板凳上面都放着那个椅垫她要把它摆好
And there's this cushion they custom made on each bench
她擦到每一个板凳她在那里祷告
And every chair when she wipe clean,
主啊，祝福坐在这个椅子上面。
And she will praise the Lord, bless the one who's going to sit on this chair later.
今天不是擦擦灰尘有什么了不起
？It's not really just do some dusting work.
但是今天是神的儿女在那里侍奉神。
But because it's the children of God who are serving God.
我们侍奉我们的永生神。
We're here serving the living God.
我们是以圣洁公义。在这里侍奉
We serve him in holiness and righteousness.
这是神所悦纳的
And this is something pleasing to God.
今天很多神家的事情
Many things in his house.
我们可以说我们随便请个人他也可以来打扫他也可以来做很多事情
Can we just hire some people to clean up for us?
但是弟兄姊妹很多是我们的权利
But brothers and sisters, this is our privilege.
只有我们能够这样子来侍奉
Only we are qualified to serve in his house.
我们能够为主摆上一点的时候
And the littleness we can offer before him.
我们要知道说，今天神的国度的里面，并不是缺这个缺那个。
We have to know it's not that God's kingdom is lacking of manpower.
但是我们知道，今天我竟然有这个权利，我可以来侍奉神。
But understand that a person like me is able to serve God.
我们就知道我们今天所站的地位何等的荣耀。
Then we know what a glorious position God has placed us.
我们是在基督的里面。
We are now in Christ.
今天我们披戴着基督。
We are enclosed in Christ.
穿上公义的袍子。
And we're wearing this robe of righteousness before God.
我们可以侍立在神的面前。
And He has enabled us to serve before Him.
来侍奉我们的永生神。
To serve this living God.
基督是。我们的义
Christ is our righteousness.
我们来唱诗歌第二十八首
Sing him together, hymn 28.
我主耶稣是我的义
My Jesus is my righteousness.
盼望早上我们里面都有一个何等的把握
May we sing this song and we have this true assurance inside.
知道主耶稣他是我们的义
Knowing that Jesus is our righteousness. Let's stand up and sing the first verse together.
我们每一次来到神的面前，我们都能够抬头，能够欢乐的歌唱。
We can always rejoice and lift up our heads and sing to Him.
因为基督是我们的义。
For Christ is our righteousness.
我们从第一节来唱一杯，来。
Sing from the beginning.
我主耶稣是我的义，我的美丽，我的义。在宝座前不跌沉重我能抬头欢乐歌唱借你宝剑我已过去我罪已过我罪已神灵的灵我站在你主面前有一些的祷告
Let us pray before our Lord.
有感动的弟兄姊妹可以带着我们一同来祷告
If you are moved by the Spirit, feel free to lead on in prayer.